Jesse, you must listen to WOLY 90.9 FM on the end. Don't touch that dial. Jesse, keep it locked.
For my interview, I decided to make my topic about senior year in college, as well as how it's been affected due to the pandemic.
So now that I am a senior in college, I would tell my freshman self to eat healthy, go to sleep at normal times.
When you have a roommate that you don't like, you have to make the best of it. Instead of try to burn bridges, you got to try to fix them and be friendly with them.
To join more clubs and make friends. That way I add more to add to my resume.
Don't pick the school just for the name of it and for the prestige that it is. Rather, to make yourself happier and be with your own friends. So I definitely would have started out at Oneonta to begin with.
I think it's super important to look for and take classes that you enjoy. After Oneonta, I actually transferred to UAlbany, so I'm currently taking classes that I love, and I think they teach me more than just the core information that most colleges offer.
I wouldn't change anything in the last 4 years because things happened for a reason, and I was supposed to do the things that I did and meet the people I met.
I would change the amount of effort I put into my classes, and I would have tried harder to get a better grade so my GPA would be higher.
It would be to stay as a adolescent education major instead of switching to sport management and changing my degree for like the fifth time.
Due to the pandemic, I would say that there is a lot of changes in college life, and it's a lot of adjusting for everyone.
It's been rough. I'm student teaching right now, and I'm completely all online. When the past 3.5 years, I was training to be in-person student teaching.
Since the pandemic, I appreciate face-to-face classes more. As much as I hated waking up early and having to sit in the classroom, I learned better that way. Learning through a screen is a whole different experience from sitting in a classroom. There are so many distractions at home, and I always feel behind on assignments.
Definitely the social aspect. While taking online classes has not affected me in a negative way, the best part of college is getting to meet new people and experiencing different social clubs, sports, and anything that sparks your interest. If there are new social opportunities available at your school, take advantage of those because they are few and far in between now, especially in the COVID era.
This is my first semester back full-time, and having this ability to work and study on my own time and with my own schedule, I definitely enjoy and understand the content a lot more.
The people I ask questions to are named Jesse, Adam, Melanie, Gary, and Amanda. From this interview, we could take away the fact that these students enjoyed their years of college even after COVID changed parts of their overall experiences.
This Sunday, April 21st, is WONI eBoard elections for the 2024-2025 school year. All members of WONI are required to...
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to the podcast.
The person you have dialed is not able to receive calls at this.
There is a bookshop.
The Eagle has landed.
Hello. Hey, this is Living on Mars. My name is Marvin. Oh, snap, he dropped the legal. This is Marvin Lezama, or Mars Lezama, and you're tuned into 90.9 FM Oneonta. So, college radio. Well, this is my first time being on the mic for this semester. I really didn't announce anything to anybody, but I thought that I'd just get behind the mic and just get comfortable again, being that it's the new semester. And, yeah, new semester, new vibes, new everything. Yeah, so this hour is just going to be some music, some chatting. Generally, I feel like I'm going to take this time to just yap about what I've been up to since break and just talk. I like talking. That's kind of the gist of the show. And if you also want to call in to talk with me, you can. But yeah, Living on Mars is a show created by Mars Lezama, where he rants, plays music, listens to music. And generally, yeah, if you like listening to stuff like that, yapping, awkward silence, then you can definitely tune in for every Thursdays at 12. So last semester and for previous semesters, my show was around like 1 to 2. or literally it was 1 to 2. And so this semester I'm going to have it from 12 to 1 because I have a class that's from now 1 to 2. And I can't do that. So yeah, here we are. It's Thursday, January 23rd. It's 12:05 p.m. on a really cold day in Oneonta. And so yeah, wishing everyone a good day, a good start of the semester. I know that I personally am very, 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 like, I don't even know how to feel about this semester, if I'm being honest. Like, exciting. It's exciting, but it's also very nerve-wracking. It's my last semester. Oh my god. Yeah, literally last semester. And I have, I guess, like, the feeling of, like, already feeling kind of FOMO that it's my last semester. Or not even FOMO, I just, like, guess, like, bittersweet that it's the last semester. But I'm the type of person to always stay optimistic about something and always just, like, bring up the pros over the cons. And so in this case, I'm just like, it'll be good. Life will be great after college. Like, it'll be good. So I'm trying to stay optimistic, if I'm being fair. But yeah, last semester, I mentioned earlier when I first started this hour, I was like, this is, my name is Marvin. And that's because I've been introducing myself for classes as Marvin, not Mars. And I guess that's kind of like the start of this semester show where I'm be more transparent. My name's actually not Mars. It's not Mars. My legal name is not Mars, but everyone just calls me Mars. And that started from, or I guess it's derived from my actual name, which again, actual name is, it's Marvin. Yeah. And it's a very spooky name. Let me see if I can pull up these effects because I've been trying to get some effects in here. But yeah. Let's see. What? Trying to find these things. These sound effects. Okay, here we are. But what's it called? Yeah, my name's Marvin. Marvin Lizama, and the gist of the name Marvin, obviously, I think most people could tell Mars, Mar, and that, I don't know, I'm trying to find this exact thing. Oh, let's hear this. Oh, who's knocking the door? Who's knocking? Oh my god, these are so bad. Right. Right, anyway, sorry, I was finding these sound effects on this page. But yeah, back to my name being Marvin. Yes, let's talk about me. So like 4 years ago, I made a friend who lives in Michigan, and they kind of coined the name Mars, and they're like, oh, Mar. I'd say they coined the name, but I think around that time, not even I think, I know around that time, it was like, I guess more so during COVID. So 2020, let's go to 2020. I had a handful of friends online, and I think my name's kind of corny, or especially back then, I thought my name was really nerdy, like Marvin. And so a lot of kind of those friends I had back then would just coin the nickname Mar or Marmar. And then that evolved slowly, eventually, through that friend from Michigan to Mars. Mars. And ever since kind of then, a lot of just folks have been calling me Mars. And, you know, hey, I'll take it. I think it's great. And I also, I mean, who doesn't think that is a cool... I mean, you don't have to think it's a cool name. It's fine. But I think it's fun. I think it's just really fun. So now what we yapping about? But yeah, I think that I wanted to shout that out more importantly because I don't know. I feel like a lot of people should know that, and it And I, you know, bringing it back to this being the last semester, I think that I would want people to know. I want people to know that my actual name is Marvin and not Mars, just because we should do that. I want to do that, you know? I think it'll be real good. Let's see if I can find something. Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. Right. What's this? Okay, that's too much. That's too much. Right. Hey, I like that one. That's actually really funny. I'm going to save that one. I'm saving. Anyway, well, I hope everyone's having a great day. And honestly, What do I do, though? I hope everyone's having a really fun day and a great start to the semester, if I'm being fair. It doesn't feel real. It doesn't feel that real that we're back. But we are so back, I guess. I hope people are having a good semester. I hope it's starting off well. I am taking 2 math courses this semester and 2 kind of art classes or just writing classes, which I'm excited about, but also hella nervous because why are there people in my class that I know? Like, stop. I don't want to be perceived ever. I mean, that's how I kind of feel right now with the people in my classes. I kind of like pay attention too much to the people instead of the actual material. It's only day 2, but there are some familiar faces in my class, and so I don't know, I get kind of nervous and I think about that a little too deeply while I'm in class. But those 2 art classes, oh my god, I don't know if I'm gonna like them, but because I need upper division, upper division just credits, I just put those on my schedule. I'm kind of giving them a trial run to see if I like them, and you know, I think I will. I hope so. It's American contemporary poetry and the second kind of like art writing class I'm taking is why am I blanking right now? It's a poetry class and what else? American contemporary poetry and oh my god, I can't remember. Oh, the other one is, no, it's not a psychology class. It's not a diversity class. What is it? It's a linguistics class. Me, when I can't remember, and I just had that class yesterday. Right. Well, basically, it's another class. I can't find it right now. Another class, and there's like, as most classes, there's people in it. Oh, yeah, I found the class. It's one of them is contemporary American poetry, like I said for the third time. And then the other one's intro to editing and publishing, which it's nice, I guess. It seems like the teacher we have is really awkward, which I don't know should matter, but she's awkward. She's just really awkward, and and I think that class is kind of we work with groups or with people around us. So I'm hoping that it goes well. I don't know. I really don't mind talking in groups or like participating or presenting. I just rather avoid it. I don't mind. But yeah, that's the class. Those are the classes. And I'm also taking calculus 2. And discrete maths. Oh my god, those are like the worst math classes to be taking in one semester. But I'm gonna try my best to do. Obviously, you're gonna have to try my best so I can graduate. But I'm really gonna have to lock in this semester and do really well in those classes. I need a C or higher in both. So I'm locking in and I'm doing my best. I hope that like in the future, when I'm like hearing this, thinking back about this moment in my life, that I'm just extremely content, and I believe I will be content. And if I'm not, I hope that I am, because I'm pulling off a lot. I feel like the average college student does many things to, I think a lot of people go into college and the nature is to want to do so many things. And so the average college student does so much. But putting this out there for my sake, this is not even for anybody else's sake. This is not really to brag and to show off, but I don't know, reflecting or talking about my accomplishments on here kind of puts it into perspective for me. And so talking about these things out loud really help. And in my story narrative, I always want to feel content and feel satisfied and feel proud of what I'm doing. And so talking about that kind of makes me, or reminds me of all the things that I'm doing and makes me feel those sense of, that sense of satisfaction, proudness, or feeling pride and accomplished. And I don't know, the average college student could be me. I can be talking and this could be like the life of an average college student, but I'll speak about myself right now and just talk about what I've been up to. And I hope that in years from now or in the future, I can look back and be like, wow, I was doing a lot and I should have been easier on myself. I think a lot of times I'm very hard on myself. Don't know why. Well, I do know why, but it's nothing that I guess I want to talk about right now. But yeah, having two jobs is insane. And working at ITS and in the corporate company that I work in, I've learned so much, but Jesus, it's so draining. It's so tiring. Oh my gosh. It's, again, awesome thing to be part of, but in my senior year, recapping everything I've done, it's like I've consistently have these both of these jobs for a year, and taking classes as technical, like calculus, discrete math, programming courses has not been easy for my brain. And I don't know, I'm experiencing, I think, what burnout, and I hate using that word because I don't even know if it's actually true, but I feel so tired a lot of the times. Me yapping and getting so deep into my feelings, 17 minutes in. Anyway, but speaking of these accomplishments, I really want to just put that out there and just be casual about that in conversation, but I'm having trouble just putting that into words, basically. But it's, I don't know, to show off these accomplishments, having these two jobs, working or aspiring to get a full-time job in the computer field is so hard. Because I'm a senior, oh my god, I'm like on the cusp of having to look for full-time jobs, and I have been, I guess, on that edge, or just in that time frame or period where I'm just I'm still in school, having to enjoy what I'm doing, excel in my classes, but I'm also having to look at real world, real life, and find a job. And with the major that I have, a lot of people might think, oh my god, that's so good, computer science is versatile, but no, it's not. There are so many other people in computer science right now that it's making it really hard to find opportunities that I can take. Not I, but other folks in comp sci. I'm not as technical as a person. I'm not going to be an excellent coder. I'm not going to be a great game developer. But I understand a lot of technical or technical language. And so, or computer language. And so that knowledge, I feel like I can translate that to a job that might require that as a skill set. And so me being kind of low on my technical skills is not helping in this case, because what a lot of companies, I feel like, are looking for as of right now is software engineers, people who are strong coders. Not so much people who are in tune with their software skills, which I think I kind of have under my belt. And hey, maybe I'm just yapping to yap and it's I find something very soon, but as of right now, I got nothing. And it's pressure that I feel from both jobs, because I'm in both environments where I'm feeling like I need to accomplish. And also just the nature of school, like, you know, like, I don't know. It's just rough. Like, damn, I'm getting older. I'm growing up, and the pressure's just getting to me. What is what it is, basically. And not having many comp sci friends feels very lonely, because I'm not the biggest fan of comp sci, but I had to choose it. And knowing that I naturally incline to non-technical things like music, like storytelling, like audio stuff, audio production, it's kind of sad. I don't know. I really would love to be in journalism, and would have loved to just done something more creative. I don't regret going into CompSci and finishing this, but I feel like my life would have been different, and maybe I would have been a different person completely. But here we are. We are here, and we decided this, and so I don't know. It's just unraveling, and we're going with the flow, and gratitude is something I hope I hone in the future. Like, I hope I look back in years and I'm like, damn, like, this was good. And even if it wasn't good, I look back and I'm like, damn, that was not worth my time. I just hope to be happy. Let's just be happy. Everyone just be happy challenge. Like, let's just be happy. Me saying everyone as if, like, what's it called? Someone's listening live with me. Like, guys. But, yeah, honing in that sense of happiness, gratitude. I hope I just keep that in, ground myself in that, because, hello, why not? Like, let's all be optimistic. let's see what this is. I'm playing sound
effects. Bye, have a great time.
Right. Right.
Happy war.
Whoa, that's fun. It's like a DJ sound. Yeah, what else is worthy to yap? Not even worthy. What's there to yap about? So, semester feelings of, I guess, bittersweet feelings of just graduating and this being my last semester. I'm gonna miss everything with the people in Oneonta. Not the people, but, like, the connections I've made in Oneonta, like, the friendships, you know? I'm definitely gonna miss that, and I'm going to take advantage of my last time, my last, you know, set of months here, and just be more out there, even though, like, it's such an internal struggle, because it's something that I want. I definitely want to make more memories in college. I want to have fun with people in college, but to my core, I overthink and am hella anxious, bro. Like, we need to stop that. Like, we need to not do that at all. But, what's it called? Oh, that's not a good sound effect to play. But I'm not trying to let that get to me. And I'm sure everyone and their mama feels this way. But, yeah, not letting anything really get to me, and so that it, like, can prevent me from making more of these memories and just having more fun and just, like, being more active in college. Like, I've been doing so, and I hope to continue so and make more friends along the way, just because the more the merrier, and why not? I also love meeting people. You see how I kind of contradict myself? I just, I had a full sentence where I was talking about how I overthink and, like, have hella anxious, yes, because that's the right word. I'm anxious. I get anxious. But I also like meeting people. So, right. right. Yeah, it's something I don't have to have words for, but talking about kind of brings some ease. And so, yeah, that's Let's Play This Loud Bomb. Damn, that was loud. That was too loud almost. Let's hear this one. Yay! That's how my brain is right now. Actually, it isn't. What's this? I'm hungry. Yummy. Right. Oh, the walking? You can't even hear that. Anyway, I'm having too much fun with these sound effects. I hope no one's listening too, because this is just like me warming up just before like actual Woni stuff kind of rolls out for the semester. I'm going to take this second to talk about Woni news. It's going to be 12:30 soon. And so just take the time to read out some of the announcements. If you're listening on the radio right now and you're wondering, like, who is this man talking or this person talking? He sounds like a girl. My name is Mars Lizama, and this is a DJ slot from 12 to 1. Where I just dedicate this hour to yapping, getting behind the mic here at Woni in the studio and just yapping and playing some music and just nonsense. And today, it's just a little warm-up, nothing too serious, and, you know, just kind of like getting used to being back in the groove in the space. I wrote out the news for this week, but we have new computers in the studio, and that means that all the files have been wiped, and so have the softwares. So I cannot go in and record anything. There's no softwares to record and upload news. So I have a script that I wrote out for this week that I'm just going to read out ever so casually right now. So yeah, so you're listening to the Woni Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Thursday, January 23rd, the Making Sense team is in office from 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. Stop by at Netzer Room 226 to learn more about the program or ask any questions. On Friday, January 24th, Activities Councils is hosting Casino Night, so stop over at Hunt at 9 p.m. to learn more about that. On Saturday, January 25th, stop by Club Odyssey's first ever Dance Arcade Tournament that's happening at 7 p.m. over at 80 Water Street. Also happening on Saturday, January 25th at 8 p.m., you can stop by Hunt Union's Red Dragon Theater to watch a movie called The Wind. On Sunday, January 26th, I hope you stay warm and tune into 90.9 FM. And yeah, that's kind of what's going to happen for the next 3 days, 4 days on campus and off campus. More information about all these events can be found on Campus Connections, which is an online page. And that's kind of the news segment for this week. It's so short. And it also, I don't know. It's kind of hard to get back into the groove being away for so long for break, and having to come back and like do all this stuff again. It's fun, but it's a routine I definitely had, and with a new schedule, having to come into the studio and record all the news, it's something I'm gonna have to get used to again, as per usual. And so we love the news. We love news. We love, just kidding. The news right now in real life has been really, really, really sad. We won't get into it, though. What is this?
New follower.
Oh. 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 What's this? Right, right, right. Oh, God. That's kind of really interesting. It's like ASMR. Oh my God, it keeps on going.
Right, right.
What else is new in Mars? Mars's world, Mars's planet, Mars's universe. Honestly, I like to be quiet. Why do I even have this show, bro? Like, I'm just like, to my core, I like to not tell anyone nothing and like to just be mysterious. So like, what? Like, why? Why am I here and why do I have this show? This is how I feel right now. Like, right. Bro. I love that. I love the sound effect.
Right. Let's see. Let's drink.
Let's run that back. Let's run that back one more time.
Boom.
Let's try to find another one.
Huh? Huh?
Oh, these are really good. Huh?
What is it?
Okay, that's a, that's not a good one to play out loud. Stomping. All right, yeah, we're having way too much fun with this. Let me see.
Spider-Man, good night forever.
Oh, right. Honestly, yeah. It's like so fun to just be back and just play silly little noises. Okay, that's enough. That's enough. I'm almost like kind of embarrassed to play these files right now because they're just really random. Yeah, if anyone's listening, oh my god, not my brother making a group chat on accident. I looked at my phone just now, and let's talk about TikTok, because that's what I just got a notification about. My brother, my younger brother, Kendall, who I love very much, actually, he accidentally made a group chat, on TikTok, sending this one TikTok that he meant to send to, like, all of us individually, but he sent to, like, six other people, and he just made this group chat. Oh, he's so cute for that, though, honestly. You know, yeah. Anyway, this is insane. So, I didn't delete it. I didn't delete the app. I know a lot of you. My friend Azaria. I love you, Azaria. I hope that you listen to this eventually. But, like, yeah, Azaria deleted TikTok. No shade. Actually, this is me fully shading her, so I don't even know why I'm saying no shade. But, like, that made me giggle when that happened. Oh, why is it not playing? Right. But you know, I luckily kept the app. I mean, my thought process was to just ignore it. I didn't really think that, like, I'd want to delete it. Like, I just, like, thought to keep it there. Like, my mind, I didn't think twice about removing it off my phone. So I was just like, it'll just stay there. And yeah, and it came back. Like, the TikTok ban was just, like, literally less than 24 hours, I think. But we're so back. A lot of people were upset. Like, I work with someone in IT, and she was talking to me and our manager, and she was like, yeah, like, I cried. Like, she fully cried that morning when she realized it was banned. And, you know, I don't know why I'm talking about that. Is this going to play? Exactly.
Period.
Ew. I want to find, like, the iPhone one so, like, I can traumatize people driving right now. Or if anyone's listening and driving?
Well, yes, driving. Because that's the right word I want to use. The driving.
Oh, that's real good. That's real good. Wait, hello? Is it gonna play? This is so scary.
Yes. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Right, iPhone picture. Well, like over the break, I got a iPhone 16 Pro, which was so scary to get because if, like, okay, if you know me, I guess, you knew I had a digital camera, and the sole reason to why I owned digital cameras and ran an Instagram page on, you know, of all the digitals and pictures I would take when I'd go out, it's because I had zero storage on my iPhone at the time. And I am a person who likes to take pictures. I'm not a photographer at all, but I don't know, taking pictures is fun, as you would know. I don't need to explain myself. But now that I have a new phone, I have so much more storage, and I'm very much more happier. What does this sound? Yes.
You got games on your iPhone? You got games on your iPhone?
What am I talking about? iPhone challenge. iPhone challenge. iPhone challenge. Yeah, no, literally so great having a new phone. It was scary getting it because I had to delete so many apps in order to transfer all my information from my old phone to this new one that I got. It was like, I had to delete TikTok. So, like, oh my God. I lost all my drafts at the time. And I didn't have many drafts, but I would have drafts on my phone that I would like to look back on, like with friends or just like random things that I would just record. And it's all gone. All gone. And then what other apps did I delete when I had to get this new phone? I had to delete literally like so many of the apartment finding apps that I have. Majority of like the Google apps that I have, because the lady with me at T-Mobile, which is where I got my new phone, she was like, oh, you have a Google account, like that's all connected, you can delete the apps and, you know, you can log in once again, which is fair. That's pretty fair. But bro, I'm typing on my iPhone. But what's it called? Yes. Oh, I'm having so much fun with this. Please. Oh, wow. That's scary. Yeah. What am I yapping about? Oh yeah. iPhone, new iPhone, deleted so many apps, deleted so many things so I can get this new phone and just also transfer all of the data that I had on my old phone to this new phone, which for some reason, yeah, they were like, you just need to delete things. But that just goes to show how much nonsense I had on my damn phone. Anyway, speaking of phones, I'm looking at my phone right now, looking at my schedule, because after this I have to go to class. I have calculus 2 with Jonathan Brown. And I don't know. I'm very nervous about that class. I just don't know how I feel about it. I'm not the strongest in math. Math. Sorry. Sorry about that. I'm not the strongest in that. So I have to lock in and pay attention. But after that class, I'm immediately going home. I'm immediately going to eat something because I'm starving.
Hey, bro, you got a phone call.
Exactly.
Hey, bro, you got a phone call. Hey, bro, you got a phone call. Hey, bro, you got a phone call.
That's actually my favorite audio. I'm trying to find it where I just lost it, bro.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's play a song, shall we? What? Anyway. Let's see. Over break, I was listening to a lot of Paramore. And
I love Paramore, and I might play some Paramore soon. In the meantime, oh my God, that was the craziest stutter I've ever had. Yeah, but before we get into Paramore or a Paramore song, I'm gonna play this song by Hers called She Needs Him. This is honestly a good song, and I really like it a lot. I haven't heard it in so long, but we'll hear it now. Thanks for tuning in to Living on Mars, this show where we yap. My person, I, Marvin, Lizama, Mars, Lizama, I yap. Ew, that was so gross. Well, tune in next Thursday from 12 to 1 p.m. where we'll continue yapping and continue bringing stuff. Tiny Desk is something we'll do this semester again. Just have people join the space and just play live music and whatnot. So that'll be fun. But yeah, have a great rest of your day. Literally, have a great rest of your day. Like, I really, really, really hope that you have a great rest of your day. I was going to say something else. Damn. Yeah, so wait, this is hers, Love Hers. I'm going to cue one more song after this. Well, cue, play. Let me say play. What am I going to play? Oh, you know what I'm going to play? You know what I'm going to play. I'm going to play this. Literally.
Hey, bro, you got a phone call.
Okay, let me stop. Yeah, I hope everyone has a great rest of your day. This is Paramore. This song is called This Is Why. Everyone and their mom knows this song already, though.
My winter nights are taken up by static stress and holiday shopping traffic. But I close my eyes and I'm somewhere else, just like magic. Is a Christmas tree farm where the people would come to dance.
Why are we playing Christmas music?
Bundled up in their mittens and coats, and the cider would flow. And I just want to be there tonight. Sweet dreams of holly and ribbon, mistakes are forgiven, and everything is icy and blue. And you would be there too, under the mistletoe. There's a Christmas tree farm, there's a light in the barn. We run inside out from the cold. In the town, kids are dreaming of sleighs, and they're warm and they're safe. They wake to see a blanket of snow. Sweet dreams of holly and ribbon, mistakes are forgiven, and everything is icy and blue. And you would be there too, under the mistletoe.
left me buried alive. I'd rather just be dead inside, 'cause I'm feeling it all tonight.
I know going through finals could feel like this. Well, hopefully listening to WOMY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio will help relieve some of the stress. Don't forget to keep it locked.
I'll have you know, I stubbed my toe last week while watering my spice garden, and I only cried for 20 minutes.
Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When I see a car trying to rush past a turning bus, I get concerned. You see, when big vehicles turn right, they